The black community has suffered from many losses this year, with the deaths of role models like Kobe Bryant and Chadwick Boseman, historical figures like Elijah Cummings and John Lewis. In addition to those from police brutality, the effects from such events on mental health have come into focus. Student reporter Tiffany Jackson reports how many African Americans have trouble coping and are often reluctant to seek help.
Demaya King with Illinois State Black Psychology Student Association says dealing with the losses have been tough.
This is something that you can't prepare for. The fact that we have lost some really good role models, you know, people we look up to, people that we admire, people we be like, okay, well, I want to be like that when I get older. Mentally, it does something. You know, it brings you down and it just hurts.
Pastor of Reconcile Church in Bloomington, Tim Allison, says the tragedies are a reminder of how many forms of death he could face as a black man in America.
I'm reminded that, man, death is a reality that happens. I mean, Kobe just happened tragically out of nowhere. But then I also have the other side of the coin when you talk about the police brutality. There's another element for me as a black man that I can be leaving my house and simply have an altercation with a police officer, and that moment could end my life.
The ruling in the Breonna Taylor case broke the hearts of many. No officers were charged for her death except for one for essentially missing his target and endangering the lives of Taylor's neighbors. Treasurer of the Black Psychology Student Association, Carl Brooks, says when he heard the verdict, he wasn't surprised.
The government, the police, they show you again through their actions that at the end of the day, our lives do not matter, and that they will do everything in their power to make things seem better but not actually change institutional problems that create these issues that we have today.
While the black community deems justice to be non-existent, parents have been forced to have what's called the talk with their black children to avoid them being the next victim of death by police. Brooks said when he was given the talk, it was essentially to be wary of what could happen while he's out, even if he's doing nothing wrong.
The talk they really gave me is just like my mannerisms, making sure that when I'm talking police officer, always being kind of friendly, never questioning them too much, always complying. Anywhere you go, not wearing no black hoodies, you know what I mean? At night, wearing brighter clothes and just being wary of those kinds of things.
Pastor Tim Allison says what's being projected in the conversation is that their blackness has to be toned down.
Having to have that talk with my younger kids was very difficult. And it was devastating to me as a parent because I knew at that moment that I just took their innocence away. At that moment, they would never experience life the same because of that conversation that I had to have with them.
Having that fear, coping with loss, and dealing with unjust verdicts have become a new normal within the community. Bloomington mental health counselor William Portis says the response he received from clients is one of grief.
It's just been a hard year, and it's just one of sadness, some depression, which is one of the stages of grief, some denial, I can't believe this is happening, and even anger. You know, I'm so tired of this happening, you know. When is enough enough?
For many African Americans, going to therapy is taboo. Portis says it's due to the lack of trust.
That trust factor is something that hinders some African Americans from going in to see a counselor. It takes a certain amount of meekness, which is controlled strength, to come in and to make yourself vulnerable, to be able to disclose to another individual.
Portis says seeing a therapist that African Americans can identify with could be a form of progress. He says there are several black female counselors and clinicians in Bloomington Normal, but not many men.
I'm finding that some African American males are seeking me out. But I think just the trust factor, the fact that mental health is sometimes frowned upon as someone being quote unquote crazy, are factors that keep us out of the therapy room.
But Demaya King with Illinois State Black Psychology Student Association says the fact that African Americans are hesitant to go to therapy is what drives her to pursue the field. She hopes to use her platform as a therapist to remove the stereotype.
In a black community, we don't take mental health seriously. We fail to realize that there are times where parents will be like, oh, it's just a phase. You'll get over it. You'll be fine. But no, this lingers on to relationships. It lingers on to friendships. It lingers on to how you perform at work. So if you don't dig and get to the root of the problem, it's a lot of things that can occur.
King says expressing emotions is not a sign of weakness. She says it takes strength to know that you need help. I'm Tiffany Jackson.
Less than 2% of American Psychological Association members are black. That's according to the group Mental Health America. Some worry that mental health care practitioners are not culturally competent enough to treat their specific issues.